Okay, we'll say Opal is good. Today's daf is getting daf Samach Beis. And we have the tremendous chutz of finishing the fifth parak of the Masechta and beginning the sixth. If I'm not mistaken, I think some commentaries kind of flipped the order, but that's what we have in our Gemara. So we're going to finish the fifth parak, start the sixth parak, get back into some getting sugyos. But right now we are at the end of Samach Alav Amud Beis. Ula Alma Lo Chashina, in about five lines up or so, right? We've been basically even, well, I guess that's the bottom one, right? No, that's probably 10 lines up. I apologize, right? There are two of those questions. Basically, the last thing we've been talking about is Chashina. Are we concerned that maybe if you give some of your produce to an Amaretz or someone else, whatever, that they may switch it, let's say, they may kind of switch it with their own produce that is not Trumos and Meiser, right? And that is still Tevel or some other issue. So that's basically what we're talking about over here. We quoted a Mishnah in Demai. We're going to quote another Mishnah in Demai right now. Okay, so either way, that's what we're holding, right? About 10 lines up, Ula'am Alokhashinan. Says the Gemara, Ula'am Alokhash, are we really not concerned that Am Aretz is going to switch your produce that you gave him, which is Meiser, right? Which is not Tevel, and give you produce that is not Meiser, that is not Musha, that is not fixed? Right, also because tonight with the Mishnah and Demai, and also the Pundaki is if you give your food or your dough or your grain to an innkeeper, right? The woman is, you know, basically back in the day, right? Not everybody provided food, so you bring your food. They have an oven, right? Not everybody had ovens, so you bring your food. You give it to the, you know, wherever you're staying. They'll throw it in the oven for you, and then around dinner time, they'll bring it out. So what do? So you have to give chumas and maizers on what you give her. And what you get back, because we're nervous she's going to switch it up, because she wants to give you fresh bread. So Gemara says, "Hasam mori v'amra be barav leichol chamina v'ana eichol karira." So the Gemara says, not because we're choshesh her, but there's a special reason, right? Latov asa, right? To her credit, again, she's an amaret, she doesn't really know halacha so much. So what does she say? She says, "This guy who's a rav, who's a coming, who knows his halachos, I'll give him the good bread, and I'll take back his bad bread," right? The chora, she just wants to give you the best type of bread, and she doesn't mind eating, you know, bad bread, but she doesn't realize that the nice bread is not Trumas and Meisert, and yours, the bad bread is. So that's why we're concerned that you have to take Trumas and Meisert. Ah, Vakati Lama Lochashina, but another example, maybe you have to be choshesh that we're going to swap produce. But Tanya the Bryce said, they just chavar tochenes and eishes amaretz. That an Eishes Chaver, which is the wife of a Talmud Chacham, right, can grind, right, with her grains with an Ama Aretz, with an Ama Aretz wife, but that's only when she's Tamei. Have a beloved Mashi Tahora, but not when she is Tahar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, my Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, "Af bezman she tamei lo titchon." Shouldn't even do it when she's tamei. If she chaverta, send us lavo chalas, because she's going to give her some of the grains, or some of her own grains. She's going to give her to eat. So hashna mikne ganva chalufi lemachalfe. Right? If you're telling me that she's going to give some of her own grains to her friends, so, meaning the Amaret's wife is going to give some of her grain to the chaver wife, and she's going to migne ganva, she's going to steal it from her husband, as Rashi says, which is a very difficult way to show him, jump on him. Like, what do you mean? When the woman gives a little bit of grain to another woman, that's stealing from her husband? Like, that's a very difficult shot in Rashi. Okay, either way, so certainly we're concerned that she may be machlev, that she may change one bread or one grain or whatever, right, for the another. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef, falsam nami, mori v'amra, right, Torah midisha ka'achol." Now, the reason that we're concerned over there is because just like an ox eats when it is midisha, when it is dush, when it is doing work, when it threshes, right, when it's doing work in the fields, So too, right, when she's helping me with my grain, grind my grain, she can have a couple of kernels, so we assume that she's going to feed her. But normally, we're not going to say that she's going to switch, and now ours is going to switch produce. Okay, fine. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Ban, Mehameshulam, Mishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Ochiv, Mishim, Rabbi Elazar, Ben, Chisma. Enosin chalas amaris betara, aval osin isos chulin betara, v'notol hemeno kdei chala. Well, I guess we should, not so fast. Right? We don't make chala, and chala obviously is, not obviously, but chala is what you take, right, from your dough. Right? Back in the day, it would go to the kohen, couldn't make a tamei, kohen had to eat it betara, right? Being a tamei, it was bad. Nowadays, everything is tamei, so we just burn it. If you take enough, if you make enough dough, I happen to make chala every week, but I don't take dough from it, okay, because I don't make enough. But that's challah. So you're not allowed to take, right, you're not allowed to make challah with an Am Haaretz b'tahara, right? And again, basically what you're going to see in a second, this is basically referring to a profession. That basically there used to be people who go around kneading dough. Like nowadays, Baruch Hashem, You have a machine, right? Or you do it at home. Okay, but back in the day, people would make dough every single day, and it's not so pasha to, you know, to beat the dough into. If you've ever done it before, it takes a decent amount of physical exertion, and, you know, the older you are, pashas is not so simple. So they had the people who would go around kneading dough. That was their profession. As we're going to see in a second, there are people who also used to go around processing olives, which would also help people. You're going to see these two professions in a second. We're going to talk about why this is mutter. But basically, so the guy keeps on going around, right? Guy's knocking on doors, kneading people's dough, K-N-E-A-D, and then they ask a request from Am Haaretz. So the problem is, right, that if the guy kneads the dough of the Am Haaretz, right, then they take off challah and they give it to a Kohen, right, the Kohen might think that since the guy who kneaded the dough knew his halachos, is a chaver, is a talmud chacham, and knows his stuff, so he might think that the challah is tahor, but it came from an Am Haaretz, right, who pashas, right, touched his dough, and it's tameh. So we're concerned that the Kohen is going to think that he's able to eat it, right, and that's a problem. So when he says enos and chalas Am Haaretz betara, but he's not allowed to do it if the guy says it's tahor. Right, if the guy says it's Torah, he's not allowed to make the challah with him. But Av Osni says chulin b'tara. But if it's chulin, right, they can make the regular chulin in tara. Meaning the challah, we don't want to say because he's going to end up giving it to a kohen. But the dough, right? You can meaning and to make the dough from the beginning with the talmud chacham, then that's fine. Because what's going to happen, as the Gemara explains, and he's going to take because the kneader who's a talmud chacham, who's a chaver, is going to take challah from it and he's going to put it in a container. Right, right. When the guy comes back to take his dough, so then he can take the dough and the challah. The challah is in a container. We're not concerned that he's going to reach in and touch it because it's in a container. Just give it to the Kohen. Why would you take that out? Right, so then that's fine. Didn't we mention yesterday or 2 days ago? If you remember that we're concerned that maybe there's some sort of tumas hasis, that there's some sort of tuma that the Am Haaretz may be so tummy that if he carries it, let's say a nida or whatever, that the zavo, if he carries it. Right, they're going to be make a tummy that way by carrying the kli. Okay, so what Tosos says, I think, not here, but I think Tosos on our base. We've had it yesterday, right. Tosos v'leichush, v'ashemot isitero ishtanida. So Tosos, so there talks about, we're not going to apply that chashash to an Am Haaretz. Okay, so you put it in a container, keep the challah safe, and the Am Haaretz is not going to touch it. V'ein osin truma zesa betara, similarly, right, same halacha, you can't make truma from olives, right, this is an olive, you know, presser or preparer or grinder or whatever it is. So you guy can't make a truma olives, right? Betara with an Am Haaretz after he's already taken the truma. But avalos and zaysin chulov betara. But he can actually take the actual olives themselves, right, before you separate chumas from rice. For all time, the truma, and then the chaver, the talmud chacham takes the truma. Right, when you have a kli shel chaver, right, Am Haaretz litol, no tzein eshtem, and the chosh is right again, same thing. Right, he gives both of them. Right, he gives the olive oil and the truma oil, right, and then. He's not going to touch it because it's in a container. The time am I? What's the whole logic over here? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Kedei Chayev De Gavo, Mishum Kedei Chayev De Badad. Meaning, normally we are concerned that Am Haaretz is going to, you know, touch this stuff. But since this guy's got to make a living and he's not going to just skip, right? Again, skip all the Am Haaretzim in the neighborhood. That probably is not a good idea if the guy's trying to make a living kneading people's dough or grinding their or pounding out their oil. So the Chayev, we want to make sure this guy makes a parnas. And the Gemara says, I Utsricha. We need both. Cases of the kneader and the case of the olive oil presser. Right, the Yesh meaning Gabal, if you would have had just the kneader, Mishum Vila Nafish Igra, you might have thought since he doesn't make so much, right, how much could it cost to pound out some dough, right? Not so much, right? A couple of prutos, he doesn't make so much money. So therefore Chazal were making. Abu Badad, right, the Nafish Igra, Imala. But olives, right, again, olive oil, very expensive, right? Processing is more involved, right? You're gonna pay a guy much more, right, to kind of process the olives. Say hello, you might have thought he doesn't need to do this kula because he's making enough money. A.V. Beshmin and Badan, if you would have told me that just by the olive guy, so Mishum Delosh Chiyachle, well, he doesn't work all the time, right? How many, it's not always olives, Baruch Hashem nowadays, right? We have plenty, we're blessed with a tremendous amount of wealth. But back in the day, right, he only had olives when it was time for the olives to fall off the tree. And I don't know how long they lasted. Pashas is his work was, he's not always working. And therefore, Avakal was the Shchiach le'emelo. You might have thought a guy who's just going around kneading dough. Everybody's making dough every day, right? At least every week for challah, etc. So you might have thought that maybe Chazal would not make over him. And therefore, Tzucha, we need both cases to teach us that Chazal would make in both cases. All right, now the Gemara goes into both of those cases. Avamara Nilton Menekedei Chala. Manicha Bekvisu Avan Chusa Kedei Shabbat. Amar is little not to understand Veino Choshesh, right? That's the Chala case. Velechosh Domenagabe, right? Aren't we concerned that the Amar is going to touch it? So Gemara says no. Because why are we not concerned? He's not going to take it out of the container. Damrin la Chazi I Nagesba Hadra Lativa. Because the guy's going to tell, the kneader is going to tell the Amar, if you touch it, it's going to go back to Tevil. Right? And therefore, the guy's, the Amar, you know, he may not be so careful about Alachos, but he knows that eating Tevil, right, is Misa B'Dishamayim. That's very bad, right? He's aware of that at least. I think so basically that's he's going to be afraid of that, and therefore he's not going to touch it. But what do you mean he's not Ma'aretz? Maybe he just doesn't care. I said, Gemara says, Hashal Tzukuni come coming, Ichbas lo Ichbas lei. What do you mean he's coming again? What did he go, the part of the kneader's job is to knead the dough and separate challah. So this guy's coming to kind of make sure his dough is taken care of. You can just say he doesn't care about tevel. Of course, he must care about somewhat, right? He brought the dough to the kneader, or brought the grains to the kneader. He said, "Here's some flour. Here's some water. Knead the dough. Take challah. I don't know what I'm doing." So now you're going to tell me he's going to concern. He's going to start touching the tevel and the truma and the challah, right? No, of course, seems like an erlich yid, so we're not going to be concerned with that. Okay, Amara, Mar said like this, not only may I take truma, manicha bekele shulchavar, ba ama aretz lito, lo tenis shteyem veinu choshesh. Again, that's the case of the oil. The lechosh doma nagaba, again, same idea, or same shayla, meaning maybe we're nervous he's going to touch it. Ay, bish, what do you mean? We just dismissed that by the case of the challah. So the Gemara says, bish lamaha, so I understand over there by the case of the challah, is the hekera. There's a reminder, right, because you're putting it right again in a container. Abahacha, my hekera islay. Right, what reminder is there if I'm alright not to touch the olive oil? So Gemara says, yeah, there is some sort of reminder. The manach, I mean, because you always put it. I mean, challah either sits out, right? Again, challah dough sits out, but you put it in some sort of container. So okay, the challah is in a container. Why is that? Oh, right, I'm not supposed to touch it. It's challah, but oil, right? Oil can't sit out. It's liquid, right? It has to sit in a container. So you give it back in a bottle, right? That's not a. It's not going to remind the guy not to touch it. The Gemara says, "Yeah, demana klei b'klei golem k'nei avonim b'klei adama." You're putting it in some sort of kli, right? That is not makabel tuma. Either it's made out of dung, or it's made out of stones, or made out of pottery, or whatever. So that he's going to remind. That's going to remind him. The Gemara says, "Okay, yachim my hear the chader." So why do you then have to say? If you notice, the Bryce had said, right? Where is it? Manicha b'kelio shel chader, right? You have to put it in the kli. I mean, the chover implying that the kneader or the olive oil guy brings his own kalim. That's the case of the olive oil. Yeah, it's not the kneader. So the olive oil guy brings his own kalim and gives one of his kalim to the guy who he's working for. So that seems weird. Like, well, what should matter, right? Who cares? Like, who it belongs to? I feel the Amaretz Dami. You could also take, right, this pottery jug of the Amaretz. It shouldn't matter that it comes from the chaver. So if the kli is not makabel tuma, so Gemara says nami kamer hachi. That's what it meant. Right? Bekelim shel amaretz haruyin nishtamish b'ayim chaver. That's what it meant. It means a kli that's not makabel tuma that a chaver would use if it belonged to amaretz, because we're not concerned that there may be some sort of tuma situation. Okay. Machzikin al deo was chavim b'shvius. A lot of kind of be mechazik. Goyim, when they work the land, and Shemitah, the Gemara says, really mechazkinan v'amradim v'var shishnam v'shmita rav ain odrin im evgen kochavim b'shvias v'ain kovlin shalom lo v'kochavim. You're not allowed to work the field with a goy in Shemitah, and you're not allowed to say shalom twice. Apparently shalom, that was too much, right? To say shalom, darkei shalom, because to be nice to them, you could say shalom, but shalom is a shem Hashem. So to say it more than once, right, is inappropriate. But either way, he says over here that you can't work the field with a goy derech shemitah. What do you mean? What do you mean we can work the field with a goy derech shemitah? The Gemara says, no, not exactly. That's not what we're talking about. Lo tzricha lememra lehu lachzuke ba'alma. No, we're talking about giving words of encouragement. I mean we keep on going, right? Way to be. Keep it up. Ki hadar Rav Yehuda amara amar lehu achzuku, right? Rav Yehuda would say achzuku, right? Be mechazik them, right? Literally, be strong, be stronger, right? Mechazik. Rav Sheshes amar lehu lasharta, right? So also similarly, that's the phrase he would use. Vein kofin shalom al gacham, can't say shalom twice. Rav Chisda makdim v'yav lehu shalma. Rav Chisda would actually kind of, whenever you see a guy, he would say shalom first. Because apparently the minhag back in the day was, if someone would say something to you, you would have to double it, right? That's, you know, I find myself saying that just randomly. Like, I say shalom, and I say shalom, shalom. Just because it comes out like that. So Rav Chisda would always be makbid to be the first one to say hi. instead of being the second one. So Rav Kahana, Amar Lulu Shalom Lamar, right? Rav Kahana would say Shalom Lamar, right? As Rashi says over here, it means, right, it literally means Hi Shalom Aleichem to the master, but he'd be intending to say it to his Rebbe. So I'm not sure how that works. Maybe he was next to him or whatever. Maybe he was just thinking about his Rebbe. So that's what he meant. Meaning, it's kind of like, you know, when Yaakov says to Esav, right? When Esav says, "Who are you?" When Yaakov says to Yitzchak, when Yitzchak says, "Who are you?" And Yaakov says, "Ani Esav Bechorecha." Right? I am I. And Esav is your firstborn. Right? So he didn't really lie. So kind of play that same game. Okay. V'shalom, v'shalom, you can say shalom aleichem to a goy. Well, not really, but you can say shalom. You can say, how are you? Hashtag zuki machzikina and shalom v'shalom. Well, the Gemara says, well, obviously, if you're allowed to say keep it up, right, in Shemitah, and you kind of be mechazik them with the working of the land, so obviously you can say hi. Right? What's the big deal? Samar Aviva. Right? Lo nitzkoi ele yom chagam. No, you can say hi even on their holidays. And we know in the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, right, it has all these different discussions about on the holidays of a goy, right, you're not allowed to do certain things because we're nervous that they will give thanks to their God, quote unquote, with a little g, that the Jew is acknowledging them in some way. So, and then we have Bryce right here that kind of says that as well. But okay, if you say hi in the morning on Xmas, right, so we don't, that's not what we're talking about over here. Right? I mean, that's not an issue. Titan is one of the Bryce. So, lo yikadam, lo yikanes, adam, le beso shalom, kacham, biom chagam, bitain lo shalom. You shouldn't go into their house and say hi, right? Matzo bashok, but if you see him in the market, so that no sin lo basafarava, kovid rosh, you can say in like a, kind of like a low voice in a seriousness, right? You can't say, hey, what's going on? You shouldn't do. You should say just, hi, how's it going? And you kind of keep on moving. But over here, right, we said that we're allowed to, if you just say hi, right, that we're not concerned. That's what our mission is telling us, that we're not concerned that they're going to go give a karsa tov to their God just because, oh, the Jew said hi to me. It's a little bit stalkerish. Okay. Ravuna, Rav Chista, Abu Yasri, Chalif, Avazil, Geneva, right? We had this story earlier, right? In the Masechta, very interesting story. Huner of Chisra were sitting, and Geneva, well, that's a guy, right? He was walking, or Geneva, right? I'm not sure. He was walking by, and I'm really the Chavre, Nikum Mekame Devar Uriyanu, right? There was either of Huner of Chisra said, let's get stand up, right? Geneva is a Talmud Chacham. So I'm like, oh, he said to him, Mekame Palga Nekum? He said, what? You rise up before someone who's making a machlokas, right? If you remember, even earlier than Masechta, right? Geneva had a whole, right, back and forth with Mar Ukva. So there's a machlokas over there. So either Rav Huna or Rav Chisda said, we shouldn't get up to that. We shouldn't get up for him. He's making a machlokas. I'll have you see how terrible machlokas is. Okay, either way. Adachi, right, meanwhile, so also, Ihu Lagabayu. So sure enough, right, they were discussing what to do, and obviously, as you know, all awkward situations happen. So Geneva showed up and walked past them and said, Amar Lahu, he said, Shalma Aleichu Malche, Shalma Aleichu Malche. He said, Shalma Aleichem Malachim. Right. And he said it twice. So Amalei, they said back to Minalacha, the Rabban Nikur Malachim. How do you know that rabbis are called kings? So Amalei, quote a pasuk, the Chiv Ki Malachim Yimlochu, right? The kings, right, should be be Malachim Yimlochu through me, meaning through a Kosh Baruch Hu. A king should be kings, should reign and become kings. So through me, meaning people through the Torah, through not Kosh Baruch Hu, people will reign. Okay, fine. I'm related to say back to him, Menalacha de Kalfilina and Shalma Lamalche. How do you know you should say it twice? So Amalu, he said back to them, Damarav, Yudamarav, Menanchi Kofan Shalom Lamalach. How do you know that you say it twice? Shanamar, as Mazik says, Veruach Lovsha, as Amasai, Rosh Hamashalshim. And it's actually, really, it should be at the end of the puzzle, right? I don't think that's not the mucker. Yeah. So if you look at the side on the Torah, or Veruach Lovsha, as Amasai, Rosh HaShalishim, Lecha David, V'imcha Ben Yishai, Shalom, Shalom Lecha, V'shalom Olaz Recha. So you see the Pasuk said, right? He said Shalom to David HaMelech twice. So Amalei, Lito Mar Midi. It's also very kind of an interesting end to the story. But actually, Alecha, it's the Alecha L'maisa. So they said, come and eat something, right? I guess, you know, the pleasantries were done. They said, come have a ragalach, make a bracha, right? What, like you find in the back of shul. So make a bracha, have a drink, have a l'chaim. So Amar Lahu, he said, Hachi, Amar Ravid Marav, Ravid Marav said, Asur lo la'adam shi'yitum klum, ajidim ma'achal behemto. Right, it's asur for a person to eat, right, before you give food to his animal. That's brought down Alecha L'maisa. So, you know, come back from shul, got to feed the cats first. Right, if you haven't fed them already. But animals come first. Any animals that are waiting for your food and not self-sufficient, those animals get food first. And then the pasuk says, "Right now, put grass right for your animals, right for your and then the pasuk says, and then you should eat, right, and you should be full." Okay, hadra lach nizikin, hanizokin. And we go weiter to the sixth parak. So let's turn the page. Two words of introduction, right? We're back to Halachas Gittin. We're talking about it a little bit in this parak, but now back to it for real. We've talked about the concept of a shliach, that a husband can send what's called a shliach l'holacha, that a husband can send the get with somebody else, and the wife can send what's called a shliach l'kabbalah, right, a shliach to accept the get. And that's you know, basically basic concept of shlichus. What about the reverse? What about if the husband, as we're going to see in the first case in the Mishnah, what about if the husband makes a shliach l'kabbalah? Now, theoretically, he has no power to do that, right? A shliach l'kabbalah, a shliach to accept the get, right? That's only in the power of the wife, right? The wife is sending a shliach in her stead, right? Shluchu shaladim kamoso, person is sending out a shliach to act as their, what's the translation, an agent, or they're themselves, but we say that a person's shliach is like themselves. So how does the husband, meaning the husband doesn't have to receive the get, so for him to make a shliach to receive the get is very, very odd. So that's going to be one of the cases we see in the Mishnah, right? And then, keeping that introduction, let's do the sixth part. Omer, his kabbal get zet li ishti. If a person says, accept this get for my wife, I mean, that's the husband, which is very odd, right? Well, how could he do that? O holich get zet li ishti, or take this get, to my wife, if he wants to take it back, right, he can take it back. If you look at Rashi, right, yachzor, why can he take it back? To get chovu, right, we see before, to get divorced is bad, right, it's a chov, ve'in chovin la'odam shlo elamidaito, they also is l'sheach l'chovoso, right, and a person can't accept a chov upon themselves with you know, unless they themselves make the das, right? We shluchim shaladim kamozo. We say that's not the phrase I'm looking for. Zochin laadam shalom b'fanav. You can be zocha. You can be mizaka. Someone something good, but we're not chavid laadam shalom b'fanav. We're not going to create a chol for someone if they're not there. So the husband can do whatever he wants. He can say those things, but until the get actually gets to the wife's hand, so he can take it back. He can be machzir, right? Because right, that's not the shliach was not kona. It was not did not acquire the get. For the wife at that moment. But if a wife says to shliach, accept my get for me, once the shliach gets it, right, so then right, that, and everything is over because shluchim shaladim kamoso. If you look at Rashi, right, he has a lashon of harei hukiyoda, right, that the shliach is like her hand, and the second the shliach gets the get, that's it, they're divorced. Therefore, im amar lo habal. Right, if the husband said, let's say the wife's shliach comes to the husband, knocks on the husband's door, right? Unfortunately, they're separated. So the wife sends a shliach. She doesn't want to see the husband. She sends a shliach to the husband's to get the get. Shliach knocks on the door. And the husband says, I do not want that you should be mekabel the get for her right now. Ella, rather, what do you should do? Holik v'tamla. No, go back and give it to her. So in that case, that shliach has been switched from a shliach of the wife to a shliach of the husband, and therefore, if the husband, for whatever reason, wants to take it back in the middle of the journey, right, and the shliach is, you know, is not there yet, is not given to the wife, that's a regular case of a shliach la'olacha, right, and then the husband can take it back. Even if a woman says, take my get for me, not accept, but take, it's a different lashon. Okay, fine. At that point, right, that he accepted. I mean, at the moment the shliach gets the get, right? That's it, and the husband cannot take it back, right? If he wants to in the middle, right? As Rashi says lashon kabbalahu, right? Toll is also a lashon of take, so she doesn't have to say take. She can say toll or whatever. Okay, fine. Either way, Amalei Rav Acha Brei Rav Avya Rav Ashi. Taima. I mean, the reason now. Let's go to the first thing that we said. Right, the second thing we really said is holich get zeh liishti. Right, if the husband says, take this get to my wife or to his wife. Right, lo shavia ihi shliach lekabala. Because in that case, right, that guy the shliach is not a shliach lekabala. Right, it's a shliach olacha. So that when the husband says, take and give this get to his wife, Right, so that it's because that shliach is not appointed by the wife, right? It's appointed by the husband. Therefore, she is not accepted if she's not acquired at that moment, right? But ha shavi ish shliach kabbalah. But if the wife had made him a shliach kabbalah and that was the shliach of the wife, then ratzalach zolayachzer. So then, right, if the husband wants to take it back, he can't because right, the shliach is taken the moment the shliach accepts the get that the wife is divorced. So why is this shmai? Now, apparently, this can inform us on a shaila we had earlier in the Masechta, and that holich keschidami, that when we had a shaila, if what a person says, give this to somebody else, does that mean acquire this for somebody else? Apparently, we were saying over here that yeah, that holich, right, the husband says holich. If the implication of the Mishnah is that if the guy in question is a shliach from the wife, so then. He's accepting it. He's acquiring it for the wife, and therefore holich is kiskli. So Gemara says, "Lo, not really. Lo lamim lecha holich lav kiskli dami. Maybe it's not necessarily related." But the case over here is important because what's going on? The husband says, "Made a shliach kabbalah." Because again, that weird case where the husband says, "Be the shliach kabbalah for my wife," which he doesn't really have the power to do. You might have thought that holu baal lav bar shavi shliach lekabbalahu. Right, since the husband's not able to do that, right? Afagav demati gitali other lo havigito. So even when the wife gets the get, that's still no good. Because the husband kind of made this weird stipulation and made a shliach kabbalah. Therefore, the Mishnah is just teaching us we shouldn't learn any implications from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is simply teaching that if the guy says his kabel, he means take accept this get and then give this get right to his wife. And then whenever the guy shows up, right, he's basically a shliach holacha. Right, and then she would be divorced. Tanam with the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Ha'isha sham is kabbalah giti im ratzah lachzor lo yachzor. Again, a woman makes a shliach kabbalah. So if once a guy gets the get, so then he can't take it back. It's my lav lo shna kabbalah lo shna galacha. Right, isn't that both whether the guy said whether he's a shliach kabbalah or halacha? Right, so the Gemara says lo a kabbalah. No, it's going on the kabbalah. Right, doesn't mean right. Doesn't inform a holich kiskli. Has nothing to do with the husband. Right, they're just simply telling me that if the wife makes a shliach, right, the second the shliach gets the get, right, so then she is divorced. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Lefichach im hayel im amr lo habal efshit kabbalah el holich v'tein lo im rotzei lachzor yachzor. Right, our case in the Mishnah, the husband turns around and says to the wife shliach, I want you to be a shliach l'holacha and be my shliach and give her the get as he can take it back. So time of damar efshit. The only reason that whole thing is true is because he says I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. I don't want you to accept the get from my wife. But halom rei efshit. But he doesn't say that. So im rotzei lachzor lo yachzor. But if you want, apparently he would not be able. Right, to go back on the get, and shmami no, holich kiskitami. Apparently that means that when he says, holich, take this get to my wife, that means acquire it. So he says, no, dilma behelach. Maybe it's not holich, but it's helach. Where helach kind of means accept it, instead of holich, right, a little bit of a different lotion. Okay, so he says, now, switching gears here, who can be a shliach, right, to deliver or accept? Get. So Gemara says, "Pshita ish havi shliach la'olacha shekin bal molich get ishto v'isha havi shliach la'kabbalah shekin isha mekabbalas gita." Right, bad violence. Obvious, you can use a man to deliver a get because the husband can deliver a get, and it's obvious you can use a woman to accept the get because the woman is accepting the get. But ish la'kabbalah v'isha la'olacha mai. What about the reverse? What about the reverse? Can you use a woman to deliver the get and a man to accept the get? So Shema, I'll bring you a proof. Right, if our first case in the Mishnah, the husband says, go accept this get from my wife, which he can't really do, or he says, go give this get to my wife, and if he wants to take it back, right, he can take it back, because she hasn't right gotten divorced yet. If the woman says, be shliach l'kabbalah, she cannot go back, right, because that's like matal yada, right, her shliach is like her yad, and she's divorced the second the shliach gets it. My lav b'chad shliach, aren't we talking about the same guy? And apparently we see that whoever can take the get can also receive the get. Gemara simply answers lav b'shnei shluchim. No, talking about two different types of people, two different cases. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Right, lefichachim amr lo leva haval e efshit shet kabbalah. Right, ella holich v'tein lo im ratzel achzor yachzor. Right, what about the second case or the, one of the middle cases? Right, the woman sends a shliach to accept the get, and the husband's like, I don't want you to accept the get. I want you to take the get. And so then he transforms the shliach from her shliach to his shliach. Clearly, we're talking about the same guy. Apparently, we see if you can accept the get, you can also bring the get. So Gemara says, well, okay, that helps us sort of. Pasha mina ish, right? That answers the shayla about a man, havishlecha kabbalah, that a man can be mekabel right the get. Shekein av mekabel get lebito ketana, because a father can accept the get right for his daughter. That's already right from the Torah, right? Since the father can marry her off, he can also accept the get. Interestingly enough, you know, that sort of doesn't really mean that we're learning it from our Mishnah, we're learning it from a different halacha. Okay, very unclear. Whatever. Isha lo lachati bai lacha ma, but what about a woman? Right, it's very interesting back and forth in the Gemara, right? We said for that only answers one of our cases, that a man can do it. Why? Not from our Mishnah, but because the father can be mekabel, right, his get for his daughter. Like, what is, what do you need our Mishnah for? Okay, either way, fine. That's a good shayla. Not sure what the answer is. Agav. Okay, so the Gemara says, Vayter, what about a woman? Can a woman be a shliach laholacha to deliver again? So Amar Abar, Itashma, I'll bring your proof. Right, Afa, Nashim, She'in, Nemonos, Lomar, Meis, Baila, right, Nemonos, La'avi'eth, Gita, right, we said before, right, earlier in the Masechta, that a woman, right, who's not believed to say, right, that, right, this woman's husband has died, right, we said there is a tzara, maybe a co-wife, or some sort of situation where we're not going to believe certain women because they may want to get back at her, or whatever, we don't want to believe them, but they are believed if they literally bring the get, so that she's literally bringing the get, right? That's a woman who's taking the get from the husband. And so that clearly proves that a woman can be shliach la'halacha as well. So therefore, men can be shliach la'kabbalah and la'halacha, and women can be shliach la'kabbalah and la'halacha. Right? Either men or women can do either job. I'm Ravashi. Ravashi says, you can also bring a proof from the other part of that Mishnah. Because the end of that Mishnah says, Aisha asma v'yisagita, right? The woman herself can bring her own get. She says that it was signed, l'shma, and everything was l'shma, right? If you remember the beginning of the Masechta, Vokim the Ba'alacha, and that's the case where she's bringing her own get. So Shema Minaz, right? We see that a woman can be a Shliach Leholacha as well, and men or women are fit for both of those roles. Okay, we'll stop with the two dots. We'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.